Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're joined by the head coach of Clarksville Girls Basketball, Ross Timmermans, as Clarksville gets ready to get their 2025-2026 season underway with practices next week. And Coach, how the offseason has gone for this team?
Yeah, I mean, seems like just the other day we were finishing up with our season, and here we are getting ready for Midnight Madness and the first week of practice. That will end with a scrimmage up in Mason City. So, our offseason was fantastic. The girls are excited. They have been excited. We've got really good senior leadership coming back, and we can't wait to get going.
During the offseason, was your team able to go to a couple camps, and when were they able to find time to get in the gym to get a basketball in hand, as you have a lot of multi-sport athletes on your team?
Yeah, the girls are great. They always find the time. We work, us coaches, you know, we work together to find the right time, the timing, and the girls make the time. The parents are supportive of the amount of time that these girls spend trying to get better at what they do, and we put together a really solid off season. We went and scrimmaged a few teams. We hosted a team camp for the first time ever here at Clarksville. It was really successful. We had some teams like St. Ansgar and Gladbrook Rhinebeck and Turkey Valley. So some high level teams came and we competed and it was a blast. Had a lot of fun. So the girls have put a lot of time in and they're excited to reap the benefits.
Looking at some of the leaders you have coming back here for this year's team, a solid senior group led by your returning leading scorer, Paige Campen, and your returning leading rebounder, Hannah Wangsness. The value of having those two back to help lead this team.
Yeah, we're really, really excited about what they can bring to the table and have brought to the table for the last 3 years. They're really excited about their senior year, and we couldn't be more than excited to have them lead the way for us. Paige and Hannah both do so much. They stuff the stat sheet, but they also do a lot of the intangibles that really drive a ship for a program and for a team. So they're doing the little things right, and the little things always end up making the biggest differences.
Some of the players around them that you hope rise to the occasion here this year to help this team be as successful as possible.
Yeah, Capri Clark, she spent a ton of time in the gym this offseason. She's a returning starter for us. She's going to be a junior. Really excited about what she's going to bring to the table. Eve Jordan has been in the gym nonstop, and she's really turned a corner, and she was a big time contributor for us as a freshman last year. She's going to step into a major role this year and really do some nice things for us. We got a little bit of size coming up here with the freshman group. Brooke Boland, Gia Hooger, they're going to look to step up for us and a few others. So we're really, really excited about the group that we have coming back this year.
Having a tight-knit sports program at Clarksville where you have student-athletes that are playing season to season, including a lot of the players on your team that put together a state championship run for softball, the chemistry you've seen with your basketball team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, winning breeds winning, and that's what these girls love to do, is they just love to go out and compete. They compete and have fun, and they step onto the floor with confidence because they know they put the work in. So we're really excited about how the culture and the chemistry is blossoming, and I couldn't be more excited.
Coach, these first couple weeks of practices, for being a veteran coach, what you look to accomplish with your team as practices get underway?
Yeah, you really want to we're in a different position this year a little bit. We've got an early game. We've got a game before Thanksgiving, and we haven't had one of those in a while. So we're really looking forward to implementing a few things that we haven't been able to implement in the past earlier than normal. So they want to look a little bit different than it has in the past, but usually it's a little bit more skills-based the first 2, 3, 4 days, but we're going to jump right into it this year, get our actions in, really focus on gameplay and do what we do. So really looking forward to the first week, and then I'm sure the girls are looking forward to a little bit of a change as well.
What you would say the goal identity for this Clarksville team is building to look like offensively and defensively here this year?
Well, just like every year, we kind of build what we do based around our defensive effort, defensive play, our positioning. And, you know, when you've got an all-stater and Paige Campman coming back, we're going to look to push the tempo, get up and down, and play a full 32 minutes. You know, in the past 4 or 5 years, we've averaged in the 40s, and we're looking to maybe bump that up a little bit and try and get to the 50s. So 50s, maybe even 60s. So you never know. We just want to get that tempo up, push the ball, and, you know, score a few more points in the paint.
Each season, coaches or players come up with a rally message for the team to build towards. What's that this year for Clarksville girls basketball?
Well, our overarching theme every year is play hard, love each other, dominate the day. We've kind of adopted a PWP message for our girls recently, where it's called play with passion. And, you know, we're really going to focus on just getting 1% better every day this year.
As you have to ramp things up here these first couple weeks of practices to be ready for your first game, what the balance looks like between ramping up in practice and then getting that valuable recharge time to make sure there's a buildup to stay healthy for the start of the season.
Yeah, last year we really did something that worked very well for us. We would take every Wednesday off. We used to have to go in the morning and practice, and a long road trip the night before, waking up early the next morning is tough mentally, even more so than physically. So to keep our charged battery this year, we're going to make sure we implement that again and keep rolling with the Wednesdays off. And unless it's the first week or two, we'll probably roll through that. But after the game start, you know, we like to rest and recover and come back fresh on Thursday.
Final thoughts, Coach, as Clarksville girls basketball is back and has some very talented players with valuable varsity experience coming back to help lead this team.
Really looking forward to the senior leadership and the talent that we have coming back and the talent that we've got coming up. And we're just really excited about this 25-26 season.